coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in the discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Hey guys, Matt here. Just a quick disclaimer about this episode. We did have some connection issues that make it a little bit of a rough listen in a few spots, and it actually cost us an entire game. You'll hear me talk about ADP auction at the beginning, and we did play it, but we actually lost that whole section of the recording, unfortunately. So we subbed in another ADP game at the end. Please stick with the episode. It was really fun. Adam and Tom are hilarious. Doug is a great guest as well. So I hope you enjoy it and can stick with us through the little bit of rough audio spots in here. Enjoy the episode.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am your host, Matt Price. This is episode 23, and we have a bit of a DLF IDP takeover this week. IDP for me stands, I don't play any, but these three all do. So we've got one defensive player. I used to play, actually, you guys. But once it got to the point where, and I know this is totally a cop-out, once it got to the point where like different stats crews were recording things in different numbers and I had to learn like what stats crews do what, I was just like, I can't. There's too much for me. So kudos to you guys, though, for keeping up. We do have, we'll bring in Tom Kislingberry first. Tom is joining us from England, of course, 11:45 p.m. his time. I guess it's almost midnight, actually, his time. What a trooper. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much, sir. Absolutely thrilled to be on the one and only Dynasty Games Night. Sorry, Dynasty Games Night. Let's be super English. I'm a bit of a game freak as well. So very cool to be on here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where they can find you.
So you can find me on the Twitters at Tom Degenerate. For some reason, people can't spell degenerate, which is hilarious because we're all degenerates. Obviously, I'm on DLF, so the start of my team preview, I'll do one for every single team, talking about the defense just gone up. Or you can find me, Dynasty Command Center, with Travis and Ryan and a bunch of other people there, kind of offering personalized help and insight and stuff like that. And a few other places just cropping up talking about football.
And of course, the Read and React podcast, right? We have your co-host also, Adam Sikas, on Sticky to most people in the Dynasty community. How you doing, Adam?
I'm good. Apparently, I host the podcast by myself. apparently, no. I'm just messing
with you. I didn't want to spoil your intro, Dave.
Yeah, because I have nothing else to talk about.
And of course, we have Doug Green, the team lead of the IDP, I guess the IDP guru at DLF. How you doing, Doug, tonight?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This ought to be pretty fun.
Awesome. Let's get into some games, fellas. Actually, before I start that, I know to make an announcement because John will kill me if I don't. John's actually on vacation this week, everybody. Or actually, he's not on vacation yet, but he will be very shortly. So I got three of our DLF guys, and John would kill me if I didn't say, hey, we still have shirts for sale if you'd like to buy one. $20, super comfy, super soft, all sizes but small. Okay, now let's play some games. So we're going to play three games tonight. We're going to play ADP Auction. We're going to play the name game, of course, and we're going to play Co-Stars. We're going to play the name game. This is a game that will feature offensive players and defensive players. Sometimes we have TV show themes or movie show themes. This week we have a few IDP folks on, so we're going to do the only one of the week about that. But so the way this game works, again, is it's like after Wheel of Fortune. Basically, you're going to get a clue. There's going to be two parts to that clue. For the answer, the last name of the with the first name of the second player. If I give you the offensive clue first, the offensive player is first. If I give you the defensive player first, they're first, and vice versa. So we'll start off here with Doug. Your first clue is NFC South linebacker and NFC East running back. And actually, I lied. You guys are all playing this game. It's not just for Doug. You bum. If you have a guess, buzz in. Otherwise, I can offer a second clue.
What was the second one after the linebacker? Sorry, Matt, you dropped out after the linebacker. What was the other second part of it?
NFC South linebacker and NFC East running back. So the defensive player will come first. Feel free to ask for a second clue if you like.
I'll have a go. I'm going to go for Luke Kuechly, Sean McCoy.
That's close, except for it was NFC East and not... not AFC East. So since Thomas helps you guys out with part of the answer, do you want the second clue?
It also helps to be looking at the right division. I was looking at the AFC South.
I'll go ahead and give you the second clue unless you guys
go for it. Go for it.
Second clue is the player, the running back is plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I got it. It's Luke Kuechly Elliott.
That's correct. Luke Kuechly Elliott. Yeah. Sorry, Tom. Wrong conference.
Yeah, this is anti-UK bias.
next clue.
Well, it was 4th of July yesterday.
Yeah. America better win, Doug. We got to do this.
I didn't even think about that. We didn't record on the 4th of July, but we're pretty close to that. So we need you guys to win independence from Tom, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Next clue. AFC East linebacker. AFC East linebacker and AFC East running back. So they're both from the AFC East.
Wait, what was the running back from?
Also the AFC East.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that is hard.
I feel like this game's a lot harder with the defensive players because there's so many more of them.
Yeah, it really is, because you just need to work out through the combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to need another clue on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Do you want a clue about the linebacker or the running back?
The running back.
The running back plays for the New England Patriots.
Okay, which one? No, I'm just
kidding. yeah, narrows it down.
Right?
This one might be a hard one. I don't know.
I'll buzz in.
Tom?
Kiki Alonsoni Michelle.
That is correct. Kiko Alonsoni Michelle.
Wow. That's so good.
Nice work, Tom. Tom's on the board with 1 point.
I'm real bad at these.
And Doug's got 1 point. Next clue. NFC North linebacker and NFC East wide receiver. A lot of NFC East today, I guess. Or I guess just East in general. NFC North linebacker. And NFC East wide receiver.
I'm working through every possible combination slowly. I'll give it a go.
Tom?
Stupidly early. I'm going to go for Anthony Bar-Darius Stewart.
That is correct. Anthony Bar-Darius Stewart. Nice work, Tom.
Oh, Darius Stewart. I really
like
that one.
I like that one. That one rolls off the tongue nicely. All right, next clue. NFC North defensive end.
Okay.
And AFC West tight end. That was actually worth 2 points, right? Because you got it on the first one.
North defensive end and what?
What was the tight end?
NFC North defensive end and AFC West tight end. Tom makes the best faces.
Is it? I'll buzz in. Sticky. Okay. Bing. Is it Daniel Hunter Henry?
That's correct. Daniel Hunter Henry. That one was an easier one.
That was an easy one. I'll take it.
Yeah. Nice work. On the board with 2 points, Adam. All right. We have two clues left. NFC South defensive end and current free agent / former NFC East running back.
Somebody's not even in the NFL. I'm getting nowhere with that.
Well, it was AFC South, right? Defensive end?
NFC.
Oh, okay.
National Football Conference.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
You guys want a clue?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'll take three clues, actually.
Okay, I got one.
Okay,
Is it Jason Pierre-Paul Perkins?
That's correct. Jason Pierre-Paul Perkins.
Oh, nice.
Sticky takes the lead. 4 points. Tom has three. Doug has one. Final clue.
Respect.
NFC North wide receiver and NFC West defensive lineman.
Interesting use of defensive lineman.
I don't know what else to call it. Maybe I might be completely wrong. But I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's his status. When I used to play IDP, that was his designation.
It was NFC North wide receiver.
Correct. I love watching you guys' faces. I guess just Doug and Tom, but
yeah.
it's a little bit of a painful game. It does weird things to your mind.
Oh yeah.
All right. I think I need a clue. Yeah.
You want a clue about the wide receiver or the defensive lineman?
Wide receiver.
I'll give you both.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
So this is the last clue. I'll give you both. The wide receiver plays for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
The defensive lineman plays for the Los Angeles Rams.
Again with the needing the
buzz.
Top.
I'm going to go for Adam Thielen Damakunsu.
That is correct. Adam Thielen Damakunsu. That ties us up 4-4-1. And I don't really have a tiebreaker for this game. I take it back. I do have a tiebreaker. This has no defensive players, though.
It's okay.
This is going to be a doozy because there are going to be three names involved and they all connect. Ready for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
AFC East tight end, AFC West wide receiver, followed by NFC North wide receiver.
Okay.
I am bamboozled on that one.
Give me more time. NFC North wide receiver.
AFC East tight end plus AFC West wide receiver plus NFC North wide receiver equals...
I think the tight end makes it easy, but...
Kind of does. Mm-hmm. If you get that, you should be able to get the next one. And if you get the next one, you should be able to get the third one. Want a clue?
Hold on 1 second. All right. I guess I'll take a clue.
Which player would you like a clue about? Do you want the tight end?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
The tight end plays for the New England Patriots. Triple stumper. Do you want a clue about the next guy?
Yes, please.
Sticky?
Yeah.
You want the next clue?
Yeah.
The AFC West wide receiver plays for the Los Angeles Chargers. Do we need clue number three?
No, I've got it.
Tom?
It is Rob Gronkowski, Allen Robinson.
Yes, Gronkowski, Allen Robinson. Nice work, Tom.
I'm like, heck, Dwayne Allen. Like, I know it's Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen was doing my head in there. That was hard. That was a really difficult clue.
That was a tough
butchering everyone's name there as well.
That's okay. We'll forgive you because you have a great accent.
Thank you, sir.
You take down just game two. So actually, I guess it's just game one. Is the first one not record, so that's fun. So 1-0 lead.
I feel drained after that.
And not to mention it, you just woke up from a nap.
All right. So our next game is Co-Stars. This is the game where we test how deep the knowledge of our three contestants are on off-season depth charts. For this week, we're going to be using the Jacksonville Jaguars, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Kansas City Chiefs. So our contestants will go around round robin and just name offensive players off of these three rosters. You can pick from any team. You can pick from quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Any questions?
I don't think so. There's no IDP.
No IDP. Only offensive skill position players. And you guys can go rapid fire on this. So we'll start with Tom since he won the last game.
What was the first team?
You can name from any of these three teams. You can name from the Jacksonville Jaguars, the 49ers, or the Chiefs.
If we say one that's already been said, are we disqualified? Or
no, but try not to.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll let you know, but no, you won't be disqualified. And you have three strikes, so if you miss the first one, maybe you get some inspiration before it comes back to you the next time. Yeah, Tom can go start, and then we'll go to Adam, and then to Doug, and then it'll go back to Tom. All right, we will start with Tom for this game. You, again, can pick from the Jaguars, the Niners, and the Chiefs. Ready, go.
I'm going to lean off with Patrick Mahomes, please.
All right, I'll go Leonard Fournette.
Correct. Doug. I think I heard Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Back to Tom.
Let's keep going with the 49ers and RB1, Jerick McKinnon.
All right. I'll stick with the Niners. Marquise Goodwin.
Keep us going, Doug.
Blake Bortles.
Dirty. let's go back to the Chiefs. Last year's rushing leader, Kareem Hunt.
I'll do Sammy Watkins.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
All right, tight end. I see you at the tight end. Austin Seferian Jenkins.
George Kittle.
Is that really? I assume you pronounce it that way on purpose. But I think from now on, I'm going to pronounce it that
that's
way.
That's not how it is.
Isn't it just Kittle?
No, it's Kittle.
What? The first time I've ever heard Kittle, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm adopting that as well.
Doug.
Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole.
Yeah, classy player. I'll go for a wide receiver who might actually catch a few more balls. Marquise Lee.
I'll go with the wide receiver who's going to catch more than Marquise Lee, Dante Moncrief.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. But we can all dream.
Did we already say Tyreek Hill?
We did not.
Pierre Garçon.
Correct.
That was the most trying to come up with.
What's his name? Chris Conley.
Chris Conley is correct.
Oh, man.
You've got to pick my three weakest teams, don't you, Matt?
I was going to pick the Bears for you, but we did them already, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Yeah, I would have had a fighting shot with that.
I guess all of the starters are gone, but there's still some fairly big name backups.
Do we need first and last names?
Yeah.
If you give me a correct last time name, I guess I can take it. But
now I'm going forever. Name. Okay.
We're not doing Smith.
I'll stick with first names while we can.
TJ Yeldon.
TJ Yeldon.
That's his name. I couldn't remember his first name.
Oh, it's back to me. Sorry. I don't think we've had DD Westbrook yet, have we?
That's correct. DD Westbrook.
I'll go with Matt Breida. I don't know how that's to say correct. His last name.
I say Breida, but I have no idea.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I know you got another one in you.
I wrote the kids SWAT for the their pick.
You definitely should get that. His name.
I'm embarrassed about that.
I know you're thinking of.
Yeah, I do too.
Thanks, guys.
I'm gonna pick him just a second when you put him out.
We got a first X.
Yeah, give me a whammy.
All right, you got an ex, Doug. Tom.
I think Doug was having a mental inferno, and I'm going to take Dante Pettis.
Mm-hmm. Dante Pettis.
Medieval Italian literature gags. Boom.
I'll go with Corey Grant.
Corey Grant, correct.
cool. I'm going to pound the table for Joe Williams.
Wait, whoa. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Ooh, this guy's trying
we'll go out of order once. Done. That's okay.
He gets three strikes.
You can have one of mine. It's fine.
Usually, the way it's worked out in the past is that one strike is really three strikes because no one is like after you don't know any, you kind of don't know any. But like, we'll see. Can you come back in?
Yeah. Not Dante Moncrief.
Already said.
Damn it.
All right. If you beep, beep, try again. There, let me tell you, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's still 8 Jacksonville Jaguar receivers on the roster, you guys.
Ooh, I know. the guy out of Iowa State, Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard is correct.
That's a good one.
We'll go, Tom already gave Pettis, so we'll go to you, Adam.
I'll go with I don't know if he's still on the well, I'll go with the other guy, Spencer Ware. I know he's on the team.
That's correct. Back to you, Doug.
I said Chad Henne. And then there was like complete silence, so I just assumed that was wrong.
Chad Henne is actually correct. He plays TV's on.
He's in Jacksonville still, isn't he?
No, he is on the Chiefs now. So you got it right, boy. Despite the wrong intention.
My second guess is going to be San Francisco, so I totally had that.
Thomas.
My boy Travis is jumping up and down here. So DJ Chark.
DJ Chark, correct. That's a good one.
Shoot. I'll go with...
No six receivers on the Jaguars.
I'll go with Trent Taylor.
Trent Taylor is correct. Doug.
Yeah. I'm running out here.
It's getting a little thin.
My head for San Francisco. Wait, he's gone. I want to say Brandon Lloyd, and he's probably been out of the league 5 years.
Yeah, just by a few years.
He just keeps popping in my head for him for San Francisco. So I don't know what to tell you. Give me my whammy for that one, because I have no idea.
You're at X number two, Tom.
Talking about number twos, CJ Beathard.
CJ Beathard. That's correct. I write CJ Beathard, as I like to call him.
Oh, geez. Aldrick Robinson.
Aldrick Robinson. Is he still? He is still a San Francisco 49er. Nice pull.
Are you kidding me?
Doug, you got one, or we strike three?
Hang on. Oh, who's the Chiefs' backup quarterback?
You already said him.
Oh, okay.
Unintentionally, but you did already say it. There are still two other quarterbacks on the Chiefs roster if you can get there.
Okay. Well, my odds of that are. I'm going to say. Yeah, just give me my strike. I have no idea. These are my three worst teams. I have no idea.
Three. I literally picked these randomly, so I apologize for that. Tom?
That's fine.
Let's sneak in with Chuck.
Andrew.
That was Chuck mine!
Sharknado.
Good. Good. I hope it made you sad.
Very sad. Okay. I'm going to have to start guessing here. Is Anthony Sherman still on the Chiefs?
Anthony Sherman. What position would that be?
I think it depends where you're looking, but he's possibly listed as a fullback.
I don't have him on my list, so I'm going to say no.
Oh.
Strike one, Tom.
But I was honestly done there, and you gave me a great reminder that Carl Dzerzhik,
okay,
49ers fullback.
I'll accept it. I didn't write that down because I didn't write down fullbacks, but that he is fairly well known, so I'll accept it.
Typical offense only fancy guys, right? They don't want to count any defense, don't want to count O-line, don't want to count fullbacks.
Don't score points, Tom. Okay, is James O'Shaughnessy still on the Chiefs?
No, but he is on the Jaguars.
He's on the Jaguars, I knew it!
He is listed as their fourth tight end. No, fifth tight end.
Really? That many tight ends?
Okay. There's still four more tight ends on the Jaguars. There are five to more tight ends on the Niners, and four Niners tight ends.
And everybody likes.
Oh, there's another ex-Patriots tight end that went to the Jags, isn't there?
I know who it is.
I hate you. I don't believe you.
I can't say his name, though.
I'm going to say this guy never got taken off the non-footballing designated to be an idiot list. Glenn Coffey.
That is incorrect. Strike. Strike one.
Oh.
I knew you didn't have one.
Well, was it like TJ Houseman Husmanjada? Is
TJ who's ship it?
Like from Brandon Lloyd era.
The Bengals wide, yeah, he's a little bit even past Brandon Lloyd.
I think that guy's still on the Patriots guy I'm thinking of. All right, well, that's my
first X.
Okay.
Tom?
No, I'm done, man. Stick a fork.
You got to bring us home. Somebody's got to get one more to win this.
Oh, who's the backup to Blake? Oh,
let's go for random backup quarterback, shall we? See if we can come up with someone there.
I'll start giving one. Okay, go ahead, Stiggy.
Well, I think because they had a different guy there. Did Cody Kessler go there?
Cody Kessler for the Jaguars. That's correct.
Sticky, this is on you. I drafted him in your league.
Tom, you got any more?
No, I am. I'm
completely out.
I'm done.
Is Adam
Say Lewis Adam. On the team? Oh, is it done? I already won.
Adam. So, congratulations. You want to hear some more names on this list?
I won the name game.
You won the name
triple barrel.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, my bad. I looked at the wrong column on my check sheet. Tom won the name game. Adam one co-star, so we need to play one more game.
So John warned me of this. John said that you were going to fix the rules whatever you want it is. But
the truth of the matter is I am the worst host at this.
The American way.
I'm much better at playing this game than I am hosting this game. Do you want to hear some more names that are still out there? Some names that I think maybe still could have got. Richie James. Kendrick Bourne has been making a little bit of noise. Let's see. Matt McGloin is still on the Chiefs. I probably couldn't have got that. Jaguars receivers, Rashad Green, Jaden Mickens, DeAndre Smelter. Remember DeAndre Smelter, you guys?
Yeah, I loved him.
Tight ends, Niles Paul, and he won a few games for them. Ben Koyak last year caught a couple of big touchdowns, right?
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, Niners. I wouldn't know any of these quarterbacks, and I don't know their names. Nick Mullins and Jack Heneghan. Heneghan, Heneghan. I have no idea. Jerry McNichols, though, still at the Niners. Let's see. Richie James, already said. Kendrick Bourne, I said. Aaron Burbridge was a guy a couple years ago. Tight ends, Garrett Celek. Cole Hikutini. Cole Wick.
Garrett Celek.
Chiefs, Damian Williams, Kerwin Williams. They also have a backup running back named Algernon Brown, who I don't know, but when I read that name, it made me think of Algie Crumpler, who I loved back in the day. Mm. Marcus Robinson, Marcus
Crumpler Brothers.
Exactly. Marcus Byron Robinson. Pringle. Byron Pringle.
Oh,
DeAnthony Thomas. Daniel Braverman still kicking around the league. Jehu Chesson, I was kind of into.
Yeah.
Demetrius at tight end. We got Demetrius Harris, Tim Wright. Remember Tim Wright for the Patriots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jason Morrow is still apparently in the league.
Wow.
That's really
– Listen, just for the record, I was thinking of Michael Humanawanui.
He was
in the previous Patriots.
Who was the other one that had that name? There was another one, though. Omanawa. Maybe that was him. Omanawanui. There was another guy another tight end that I couldn't pronounce. It was similar to him at some point. All right.
The Bengals one. Uzoma?
CJ Uzoma, yeah. CJ Uzoma. Okay, so we're going to play a new ADP game because we had some technical difficulties with our first ADP game. This is going to be a similar game, but it's called ADP Bullshit. This is going to be a game that listeners are familiar with. How this game works is I'm going to give you they're going to play one for each of the four positions. Will be one auction or one ADP round on for each of the four positions. And the way this game works, I'm going to give you an ADP range, a positional range, and you're going to tell me it will not be a positional range. It will be an overall range. You're going to tell me how many are falling that range. So, for example, if I could say between picks 1 and 20, there are 7 wide receivers. How many can you name? So it'll go, say, Doug will bid 1, Tom will bid 3, Adam will bid 7 if he thinks he can get them all. And Doug will say, bullshit. And then Adam has to name all of the ones that he bid. And if he gets it right, he gets the point. If he gets it incorrect, then Doug would get the point. So whoever challenges has a chance to get the point as well.
Nice. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I just like saying bullshit, so this ought to be my
game. I hate this game.
I need to do some counting real quick, so hold on one sec.
You guys ever play that game as kids or whatever, bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
The card game? That's a good guy on the bus.
It's a good
card game. Card game. The card game is great.
Tom, did you guys call it bollocks?
No, but I like hearing you say that. That's funny. We do have a card game called Wanker and one called Shithead. So,
Shithead is a great game.
We have form here. Shithead's not bad. I liked it when Matt went off just now and said, I've got to do some counting. And I like to believe it's got nothing to do with the game. He's just got OCD that's coming out.
I got to flip the light switch three times.
And would you like to play for quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end?
I will play for running back.
All right.
Because so we're going to start earlier today.
So we have 9 running backs between picks 50 and 70 overall. So how many of those 9 do you think you can name, Adam?
How many of those 9 between 70 and between 50 and 70? Between
picks 50 and 70, there are 9 running backs in that ADP range. How many do you think you can name?
3?
I forgot to give you a marker too. So, would you like a marker before the range or after the range?
Before.
Before the running back just outside of picks 50 to 70 at the beginning part of that range is Derrick Henry at running back 20. Does that change your bid?
No.
Okay. Let's go to you bid more than. Can you name more than 3? If not, you can call bullshit. And he has to name them. Douglas.
I'm sorry, what?
Sticky has bid 3 running backs. He can name 3 running backs between pick 50 and 70. Can you name more than that? Shit, and make Adam name those 3 running backs.
Considering how well I did on that depth chart game, I'm going to say I'm going to call BS and make name those 3.
All right,
three.
Sticky. Name 3 running backs between picks 50 and 70. Your marker again is Derrick Henry at running back 20, just before.
Wait, hang on a second. I can still bet, can't I?
No. This is left out of this one, unfortunately.
Which this is hard. Let's see. After Derrick Henry. I like Derrick Henry. Okay. I feel like Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson is incorrect.
Oh.
Chris Thompson comes in at running back 38, pick 100.
Really?
At that point. Like Tom or Doug, you want to take a stab on any of these 7, any of these 9 guys?
Yeah, I'll go. I've got Deion Lewis.
Deion Lewis is incorrect, actually. He would have been marker on the other end. He comes in at 76.5.
Ah, curses.
So between
Doug,
those
you got anybody? Two
would be.
I'll help you out. The first one is running back 21 is Ronald Jones. He comes in at pick 50. Any other areas? Next one, Royce Freeman, running back 22 at pick 51.
They're all right there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kenyon Drake, Darius Geis, Kerryon Johnson, Tevin Coleman, Alex Collins. I'll try that sort of correct.
Place. Yeah, Geis you just named off a bunch of them.
Damn it.
McCoy is running back 23. All right. So Doug gets the point. Doug, we're going to start with you on the next round. Would you like to play wide receiver, tight end, or quarterback?
I will take the quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. There are 6 quarterbacks between picks 100 and 125 overall. How many of those do you think you can name?
100.
Would you want a marker before or after? I always forget to give the marker. John yells at me about that. I like to make this game with no marker, and it was too hard for people. Yeah. You said after?
After, yeah, you made the bottom.
Okay, so your marker for after that range, so that means every quarterback that you're going to name comes before this player. The marker at the end is Jameis Winston at quarterback 13.
Oh, geez.
How many of those 6 do you think you can name that fall before him and then after pick 100?
I'm going to be ballsy and say 4.
4 out of the 6. Tom, we're going to go to you. Can you name more than 4 or are you going to call bullshit on Doug?
Bullshit.
All right, Doug. Name four quarterbacks between picks 100 and 125. Your marker, again, is Jameis way outside at the higher end of that range.
All right.
Or lower end, I guess.
So let's go Rivers.
Philip Rivers is incorrect.
Damn it.
Cubs in at quarterback 24, pick 185 overall for Philip Rivers.
I want to try. That's
value, huh?
I want to try quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam.
All right, so it's going
to
be...
Tom gets that point, so let me just mark that down. Okay. Go ahead.
Is Andrew Luck in there?
Andrew Luck is correct. At quarterback 10, pick 118.
Breeze and Brady.
Breeze and Brady are incorrect. They are outside that range.
They're outside.
I was going to go for Dak. He would be my first choice.
No, he's outside there. Nobody likes Dak anymore.
Dak is also falling outside of that range.
Wow.
First player in the range, Kirk Cousins at quarterback 7.
Kind of looks like him,
Patrick Mahomes.
Did you get that before?
I do. No, but I do get that I look like Rick Ryan, especially I haven't had a haircut in like 6 months, so I have like this long ass beard. So I've heard Rick Grimes. And then I go, Coral!
Coral!
any other guesses, or we want to move on?
Was Roethlisberger in that range? Because he was going to be my next
You guys
guess.
Pick all the old guys. All these old guys are in the 20s.
They're way out of there.
Yeah, Brady Mariota is the closest one at 14. Mariota is in there. Stafford at quarterback 12. Stafford. Jared Goff, Andrew Luck, Patrick Mahomes.
Jared Goff. See, I thought Mariota would be after Winston, so that's why I didn't pick him.
Not with that suspension. Although I don't know if June, I don't know if June ADP reflects that, but he was definitely going to fall in July for sure.
Definitely.
All right, so Tom took that point. Tom, we'll start with you on this one. You have the choice between wide receiver and tight end.
I will take wide receiver, please, sir.
Again, Tom has a point. Doug has a point. Adam needs to get on the board here. Wide receiver, there are 7 wide receivers between picks 40 and 60 overall. Tom, how many of those 7 can you name?
Can I have a marker at the end of
You may, actually. Thank you for the reminder. God, I really hate giving that, don't I? The marker, do you like it before or after the range?
At the end, please, afterwards.
At the end of the range, which means all of the, these receivers that you're going to name comes before Mr. Will Fuller at wide receiver 28.
28, is he? Yowzers.
Is that good or bad?
He was higher than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, me too. I'm not on Fuller. 7 wide receivers between picks 40 and 60.
All right, one moment, caller. let's start this easy and ramp it up, actually. I will get one of them.
One. Okay. We're going to go to Adam. You need more than one, I hope.
Yeah, 2.
Or maybe not. 2. Okay. Doug, you got to go for 3?
This was what I was hoping for.
I know.
No, I'm not going to fall into that trap. All right, Sticky, I'm going to call.
No.
Okay. You only got to get 2 out of the 7. Sticky, you can do this. You got this.
Okay.
You have to come before Will Fuller and after pick 40 or after pick 39, I guess.
Okay. And there's 7 of them and I only need 2.
7 of them and you only need 2.
All right. See, but I don't even know. Okay. I don't want to go too high. That's the problem. All right. Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton is incorrect.
Oh.
Wide receiver 34 for Cortland Sutton at pick 74 overall.
I was thinking, like, what about Corey Davis? He's probably outside on the other side.
Corey Davis is on the other side. One. Yeah.
It was Mike Williams or Corey Davis.
The marker at the beginning would have been Doug Baldwin. So it would be between Doug Baldwin and Wilt Fuller.
Yeah. T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton is incorrect.
He's like a top 10 wide receiver.
Wide receiver 18, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I just
said. I should have done IDP, I guess. But you know what? I didn't because I couldn't find any IDP ADP. Why is there not any IDP ADP?
Oh, don't get started. Don't even start.
Well, there should be.
You've just read out every email.
I couldn't find any that looked reliable and it was recent, so I didn't use it. But some names here, guys. Josh Gordon, wide receiver 21, is at pick 43. Mm-hmm. Sammy Watkins, Alshon Jeffrey, Golden Tate, Demaryius Thomas, Marvin Jones, and the only rookie, DJ Moore, at wide receiver 27.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say Calvin Ridley.
So Doug got another point, right? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah. I call bullshit. Another point, two.
I don't know anything, but I know you guys are lying.
So we have tight end left.
Never bet.
We have tight end left. Tight ends left, and here's the scenario. Doug has 2 points. Tom has one. Adam has zero. So I think this one, to allow Tom a chance to tie it up, we should just play between Doug and Tom. How does that sound?
That's fair.
All right. So tight end, you guys. We have 7 tight ends between picks 100 and 150. So a pretty big range there because it's tight ends. The marker, would you like who got that point? Doug got that point. Doug, would you like a marker at the end of the range or before, at the beginning of the range? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Beginning.
The beginning of that range would be OJ Howard at tight end 9 at pick 98. So every player on this list, these 7 will come after OJ Howard and before pick 150. How many can you name?
Already smart guy. I can name 1.
Okay, Tom.
Probably talked about that a bit too much, didn't I?
Yeah. I didn't seem easier.
I am very confident I can have 2 of them.
Oh boy. We're ready to name 3, Doug.
No, I'm gonna make him name.
It's worked out for you so far. That's that has worked out so far, Tom. Name 2 tight ends between picks 100 and 150. Your marker's OJ Howard, tight end 9 at pick 98.
All right. First one, I'm gonna go for Mike Gesicki.
Mike Gesicki is correct at tight end 12. Pick 112 overall.
Ooh,
I think that's the first correct answer we've got so far, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. All I got to do is find one more between 100 and 150. So I think he's going to be a little bit. All right. I can walk through my process here, can't I? Because no one's got a chance. I was thinking Delaney Walker, but I think he might have gone slightly higher. Should be.
Is that a final answer?
No, it's absolutely not.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Jack Doyle.
You should have stuck with your fist and sticks.
Oh, God damn
George,
it.
Mike, what did you say? Delaney Walker tight end 14 at 123. Oh. Jack Doyle all the way down at 168, tight end 22.
That is absurd.
Jack Doyle is five spots after Eric Ebron, who's tight end 17, which seems ludicrous to me. But
the other guy who I'm taking in every draft because I think he's great value, who I was going to name, but he's going super late, was Cameron Brate.
Cameron Brate, 23. Yep. Yeah. So these guys, Kyle Rudolph at tight end 10, Greg Olsen, tight end 11. You said Gesicki, George Kittle at tight end 13.
Is it not L-E now?
No. Well, it is, but it's L-E.
He's going to stick with it.
Delaney Walker, Jordan Reed, Dallas Goedert. That's it. Doug takes down that game, and you guys aren't helping me out. We have a tie again. You guys have all won 1 game. So we need to go to another tiebreaker here. And let's see what we're going to do. Matt's favorite animal. No, we're going to go to – actually, Doug won that game, so I'm going to let him pick – I'm not going to tell you what the game is yet. Doug, I want you to tell me the position that you would like to play, a quarterback, running back, tight end, or wide receiver.
Kicker.
No kickers or defense. We don't play those defensive in Dynasty.
Tackle.
If you had ADP, we could play defensive tackle.
We can get you some ADP.
Yeah, we could probably get that for you in a couple of minutes. Let's go quarterback. I feel more confident in my quarterback.
So this is how this game is going to work. We're going to start with Doug, since he won the last point, and we're going to go in ADP order. And when you miss, you're out. So you have to go in exact order of June 2018 ADP. Doug, I think you get a softball here at the first pick. Oh, and then we'll go to Tom and then to Adam.
Oh, God, I'm drawing a blank.
Because if you do this to me, I'm going to say you guys really do need to stick to defensive players.
who takes quarterbacks early?
Yeah.
that's a fair point.
Rodgers.
Rodgers is correct. Tom, who's quarterback 2?
I'm going to go Carson Wentz.
That is incorrect. Tom is out of the game. Adam, who's quarterback two?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson is correct. Doug, who's quarterback three?
I wish you could see this picture.
I'm like, this is stressful.
It is. This game is a lot harder when you play. Like, people think it's easy when they're listening, and then the timer's on them, and it's
so razor thin, you know? It's like, these guys are so close.
And that's especially true for quarterbacks three and four.
How high up is Josh McCown?
I do actually have a game scenario, Josh McCown. I should have played that maybe. But here we are. Doug, quarterback three, my friend. Who is it?
Fine. I'll throw Wentz out there and see how that bounces.
That is incorrect. Sticky, wow. You got to name the quarterback three to take this game home.
It's Russell Wilson.
That is correct. Russell Wilson at quarterback three. Carson Wentz is at quarterback four, you guys. Separated by 0.119 in the calculator, or in the 980p. So that's the same thing. Sorry, no, 60.16. Russell Wilson at 56.17 and Carson Wentz at 56.33.
Refuse to believe that Deshaun Watson is up at QB2 on five games.
It's a little bit insane. I agree. But Adam, based on his knowledge of quarterback three, takes down this entire episode. So nice job, Sticky. You are the IDP game night champion.
It's supposed to be God Bless America, but it's not.
Is that Celine Dion? Are you playing Celine Dion?
I just picked it as like a note.
Oh my God. Do you guys want to play a Josh McCown game real quick just for fun? I've been dying to get this one out there.
Sure.
As long as we know
Josh McCown. That Sticky won, then we're good.
Sticky won this game. He is the Dynasty champion, Dynasty Game Night champion of the week. Yes. All right, so here's my Josh McCown game, and it's another bidding game. And you're going to have to name something for this. So Josh McCown, of current NFL players, has been on the most NFL teams with 7.
Really?
So we'll start with Sticky here. How many NFL teams do you think you can name that Josh McCown has been on?
4.
And can anybody beat 4?
I'm trying to work through them. I can't beat 4.
Doug, can you beat 4?
Let me write them down real fast.
No, I can name 3, but I can't name 4. So,
all right, Sticky.
Go for it, Sticky.
Name 4 teams that Josh McCown has played on.
Oh, I was getting Fitzpatrick mixed up. That's okay. He was on the Jets, right? Was he on the Bucks? Yes.
Breakout.
Yeah. That's
he's currently on one of the Bucks.
Yes. Is it the Jets?
Who was he before the Jets?
His brother was on the Saints.
Who did he play for before the Jets?
I've got a light on.
All right, Tom, help me out. Because I was going to say Bills, but that's Fitzpatrick. So
The ones I had written down were the Browns and the Cards.
Browns is correct. Cardinals is correct. 3 more.
Did he have a year in Jacksonville?
He did not.
Ah.
Minnesota?
But he had the team he had his best year for has not been named yet.
Oh, Chicago.
Chicago Bears, Doug.
He got that whole second half of his career on that 4 games.
I don't think he played much on these other two teams, but any guesses?
What are they?
First one is the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
And I guess he also played after the Raiders. Before the Raiders after the Raiders and before the Bears, the Panthers.
That's the one I was thinking of. I saw
that's a Josh McCown game.
Wow.
That was good. I will be ripping that one off tomorrow.
Well, thank you guys so much for playing tonight. Congratulations to our champion. Sticky. Ooh. Adam Chikas. Any last word, any parting words here, Adam, before we get out of here? Tell everybody where they can find you, and if you have any final thoughts, feel free to share whatever you got the floor.
Thanks for having me, Matt. That was really fun, and thanks to John as well for all that he does and all the crazy leagues he puts together. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. It's at AdamTZ, and catch me on the Read and React IDP podcast. If you want to try IDP, you know, it's really fun. We have a good podcast. We have a great time. Check it out.
It is a great podcast. I listen to it even though I don't play IDP anymore.
You really? So
thanks, man. Not every show. Not every episode.
That's a Dynasty game
night. Never tell everybody where they can find you. Any final thoughts here?
Yeah, you can find me at Tom Degenerate. My final thought is going to be an invite, so we need to get you on, Matt. So this is going to be really obscure. In the early 90s, there was two games in England between Wigan and Bath, one of whom is a rugby league team, and the other is a rugby union team, and they both played each other in the other sport, and it was brilliant. And the rugby league team were much better because they had to know everything. So my contention is, you come and play IDP games, because IDP guys have to know the whole of football. We're going to have a return fixture. And we'll make
I would say that's fair, but it will be embarrassing for sure.
Dude, you just watched us embarrass ourselves quite badly.
That's true. I did watch you guys not be able to name a single quarterback, running back, or wide receiver. So
I got one in my head.
Thanks so much, Tom. Douglas, tell everybody they can find you. Any final thoughts?
I am BigBoard IDP on the Twitters. You can always find my stuff at DLF. And my final thought for the night is I am starving and I'm going to go find something to eat.
Fair enough. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode of Dynasty Game Night. Have a great week.
Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.